Welcome to My Comfort Show, where every 2 weeks I chat about the TV show Gilmore Girls and I cook recipes to go with each episode. My name is Mia and I'm your host. In addition to my discussion about the episode and what recipes I've been making recently, stay tuned until the end of the episode where I choose my favorite moments from the episode, share fun facts from behind the scenes, and finally figure out why Gilmore Girls is such a comfort show to so many of us out there. So if that sounds fun to you, then just keep listening. Hi everyone! Happy New Year's Eve! I am really, really happy that we're talking on New Year's Eve, and I feel like it's just a great chance to end the year together and then start new. And of course, we still have some episodes left in season one, but we're almost done. I'm gonna say right off the bat that I loved this episode, so I'm extra excited to talk about it. And of course, we're gonna be talking about season one, episode 17. It's titled The Breakup Part 2. And it aired on March 15th, 2001. Before I get all into what happens this episode, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the recipe that I made for this episode, which were some chai-flavored snickerdoodles, which came out really good. They have a pretty subtle flavor, so they're mostly just really buttery, and I love the cinnamon sugar on the outside, so I'll share with you all what link I used. And I added the chai part on my own, so I just mixed some chai, just like the dried tea, I mixed that into the dough, and it just changes the flavor just a little bit. So I'll put all the details in the show notes on how to make them chai-flavored snickerdoodles, or if you just want to make them regular, then you can just follow the recipe that I have linked down there. But yeah, I was just thinking about the holidays and how cinnamon and chai are just some of my favorite flavors. I think you can never go wrong with a cookie that has cinnamon sugar all over it. So, all right, to give some context, where did we leave off last time? So Rachel came back to Stars Hollow, and Luke was talking with Lorelai, and he implied that he plans on getting back together with her. And of course, how could we forget the biggest thing that happened last episode was that Rory and Dean broke up. That's pretty much where the episode left off. And in a really kind of beautiful connection, this episode starts exactly where the last episode ended. So we are literally seeing Lorelai and Rory in that hug that they do at the end of last episode. It's like moments after that where we start off. So it's really cool. And Rory starts explaining what happened to Lorelai, and she she doesn't really explain much. She barely wants to talk about it, and she wants to distract herself. Obviously, she's still upset, though, because she goes to her room, and she takes out this big cardboard box. She starts putting everything in the box that Dean touched, he looked at, etc. So anything associated with him in any way, she's gonna put it in the box and throw it away. And she even, and meanwhile, Lorelai is watching her do all of this, and she notices that Rory even wants to throw away the dress that she wore to the dance, the dance that she went to with Dean. And of course, that's the dress that Lorelai handmade for her. So that just broke my heart. I really felt for Lorelai there. I was just thinking, oh no, don't throw that out, please, because you know she spent forever on that dress. So Lorelai says, and this is so smart, she says, let me take that box from you. Okay, I'll throw it out. And she just puts it in a closet and kind of puts a bunch of clothes and stuff on top of it so that it's kind of hidden. And I really hope that she would do that, so I'm glad she didn't end up throwing it out, because I think she knows that this is just a temporary thing that Rory is going through, and at some point Rory will want those things back. She just doesn't want them in her line of vision, I guess. She doesn't want to see them lying around. So Lorelai asks her, why are you acting this way? Because I know that you're probably feeling really heartbroken right now, because he was your first boyfriend and this is your first heartbreak, and it's usually really painful, but you're not really showing very many signs of pain. And Rory explains that she doesn't want to be the girl whose life, I mean, I'm pretty much quoting what she says. She said she doesn't want to be that girl whose life gets destroyed by her boyfriend breaking up with her. I mean, I understand where she's coming from. We all know that Rory is very, she thinks with her head a lot of the time, and she's not very emotion driven sometimes. And I was even reading on some Reddit threads about this episode, and I think a lot of us can agree that this feels very much like something Rory would do. But I think at the end of the day, no one really wants to be that person whose life gets destroyed by a breakup. It's not like people who cry and cry and cry are choosing to do that. It really just can't be helped sometimes. And on top of that, I think personally it was a little confusing, because even though she doesn't want to seem bothered by the breakup, she's still trying to avoid all thought of him. And like we just saw, she, as soon as she went into her room, she started picking up everything that he had touched or that he had talked about or seen or anything, and just wanting to throw that all away, which in my view, that is a sign that she is hurting and she's bothered by the breakup. So if anything, she's doing a pretty bad job at hiding her true emotions. And on top of that, she is also pretty much right after that scene, she and Lorelai go outside and they plan to walk to Luke's. And on the way to Luke's, they're starting to take their usual path. Rory doesn't even want to walk in their usual path because she says that, oh, we could pass by the market where he works and we could possibly run into him, and I'm not going to do that. Which, again, is another sign to me that, okay, maybe she's not crying or devastated, but she is still clearly very hurt and affected by it. So, yeah, I thought that was a really interesting reaction to see in her. And nevertheless, she and Lorelai, they very dramatically are taking a detour to get to Luke's, and they are going through back alleyways and dumpsters, and they finally arrive at Luke's, and it's really bustling with people. Because, by the way, I forgot to mention this, but it's something like 6:30 a.m. right now, because Rory woke Lorelai up super early so that they could basically just have a really full day of doing things. And again, it's clearly a sign that Rory is just trying to distract herself from her true emotions, but she has this long list apparently of things that she wants to get done that day. So she wakes up Lorelai super early, and this is when they go to Luke's, and it's super busy with people. A lot of people that we just haven't even seen in the town before, and I think Lorelai even mentions it's just a completely different crowd, which I thought was really interesting. But yeah, Rachel is there and she's helping out with serving people. So Lorelai says, oh, where's Luke? Is he not in today, or what's going on? And Rachel says, oh, we were kind of up late last night, so I let him sleep in. And it's just like, oh. So I assume that means that Rachel and Luke, they definitely got back together, and I think Lorelai just doesn't even have the mental energy to really care so much because she's so busy trying to take care of Rory and make sure that she's feeling okay. Rachel has this great ability to blend in wherever she is, and you really do feel that when you see her. She's wearing his apron, she's serving coffee, she's just on top of everything and handling this super busy hour by herself and doing a really good job. Because the only comparison that I would really have is having seen Lorelai do her job at the inn, and it's kind of funny because it feels like Lorelai does that a lot in her own job, and she is really good at her job. And I think I was talking about that maybe in the pilot episode, where we just see Lorelai dealing with people and dealing with the guests at the inn and in a really savvy way. So if anything, again, I keep saying this, but Lorelai really doesn't have any reason to feel jealous or inferior to Rachel. Maybe just the sheer fact that Rachel is with Luke, and okay, maybe Lorelai feels some feelings for Luke. We as viewers can feel a little bit of the tension there. And so I just thought that was a really interesting interaction. I would love to know what you all feel about that. So eventually Luke does come out. Lorelai ends up telling him that Dean dumped Rory, and I like Luke's reaction. I think because we have seen a few other people this episode react to the news that Dean and Rory broke up, especially someone like Miss Patty, because I really don't know how Miss Patty found out. I have no idea if Dean told her, if Dean told someone, and then that other someone told Miss Patty or something. I really don't know how she found out. But in terms of Luke's reaction, he says things like, "I knew he was trouble. I never liked him." and okay, so maybe that's a little dramatic, but later outside, I mean, speaking of dramatic, he confronts Dean outside because Dean is trying, I think Dean had the intention of going into the diner, but Luke sees him outside and just literally starts fighting him, and he's practically carrying Dean in the air. It's actually played for laughs, I think, because there's this really interesting shot where you can see Lorelai and Rory being all sad and sitting at their table in Luke's, but then through the window behind them you can see Luke and Dean like wrestling outside, and it's just a really funny contrast to see that. I mean, I guess after reading the Reddit threads and hearing people say, oh, it's so weird that Luke is this grown man fighting a teenager, and how strange that is. And okay, yeah, I think that's a little strange, but in this world it's just really funny to see that. So Lorelai and Rory, they notice this fight going on, and they immediately go outside to break up the fight. And Rory tries to actually say something to Dean, but he won't even look at her. He does say some words back to her, but he literally doesn't even look at her when she's standing right there. And you can start to see her break down a little bit, and I definitely felt really bad for her in that moment, because this is the first time we're seeing Dean after the breakup, and that's always really tough because you don't know how it's going to be or whether you can even talk to them again. Obviously, it's still super fresh because it's literally the day after, but yeah, it's painful. Yeah, just in general, I did want to know your thoughts on, I guess, just how you feel about the whole town basically having an opinion on Rory and Dean's relationship. And again, I didn't really think about this until I read what people were saying on Reddit, because I understand that it's this small town and everyone's really engulfed in everyone else's lives. But a lot of the time it feels like people are just living vicariously through Rory, and they care about her a lot, but sometimes that means that they can maybe put a lot of pressure on her, or they'll just be really involved in her life and not let her have her own privacy or let her experience things on her own, which I can totally see is super difficult to deal with. And I understand Luke because he's really close with Lorelai and Rory, but I think for other people it just doesn't make as much sense. People like Miss Patty, or I know Kirk was there, and just, yeah, other people in the town. It feels a little intrusive maybe, but I don't think that was the intention of the show, though. I don't think they wanted these people to come across as, at worst, like a little creepy or anything. I really, really don't think that's the intention. So I won't really read into that too much, but I thought it was interesting. I mean, if this were a real town, if this were real events happening, it would be a little bit uncomfortable. But anyway, so, oh my gosh, I'm looking at my notes and I'm just getting so excited because honestly, that was the worst part of the episode for me personally. I mean, I don't think any of us really want to watch characters being all sad, and in some ways that is what makes the show really comforting, is just to see characters go through what I think is a very universal experience of heartbreak. But at the same time, sometimes we want something more fun and exciting, and so I really feel like this episode gave us the best of both worlds in that sense. So what happens is, later in her room, Rory is still feeling pretty sad, and you see her break down a little bit more. She's trying to cry. She starts to cry, but she can't really get the tears out, and she's trying to just hold it all in. And she starts looking through her backpack, and she ends up finding a party invitation for a party at Madeline's house, or her, was it her stepfather's house, or someone, some relative or something. And this really lifts Rory's spirits because it's exactly what she's looking for. She wants some kind of distraction. And I mean, you can just tell how desperate Rory is for a distraction, because she, I mean, we know her. We know how she was feeling the last time she was invited to a Chilton party. And it's difficult for her. She's really nervous going to these kinds of events. But somehow, in this episode, I think it's actually a really good opportunity for her to just take her mind off of things and have a good time. And so she and Lane decide to go together. And when Rory is starting to get ready for the party, it's her and Lane in her bedroom, and Rory's looking in the mirror, fixing her hair and stuff, and she finds the box of cornstarch that she stole from the market when Dean had kissed her the first time. And I thought that was really funny, actually, that that box of cornstarch came back around, because I remember talking about it in the episode where Dean kissed her, and I fully didn't expect that box of cornstarch to be mentioned ever again. I didn't even realize that it was still there on her dresser, but yeah, it came back. So anyway, she finds this box of cornstarch, and her entire mood changes, and all of a sudden she's just really obsessed about making sure that this box of cornstarch gets thrown out. And Lorelai is standing there, and she offers to go throw it out for her. But of course, she goes and puts it in the box in the closet. And while she's in the closet, she pulls out her own breakup box from her breakup with Max. Which, did you all expect this to happen? I thought maybe that was going to happen. I was curious what else was in that closet, and whether this process of putting your stuff in a box and putting it in the closet, whether that's something that Lorelai had done before. And so it turns out she did, and she has her own box from the whole Max situation. And we know it's the Max related box because it has the book that he gave her. She just kind of pulls out the book and she's looking at it and maybe thinking about Max again. A little bit later, while Rory and Lane are at the party, Lorelai goes over to Suki's house, which I'm so happy we get to see Suki again. She looks fabulous. She looks really, really pretty. And I really missed her because last episode we didn't see too much of her. And anyway, so Jackson is there in her kitchen cooking for her, which makes her really anxious because obviously she's a chef and she has her very particular ways of how to do things in the kitchen. They're fighting in the way that a married couple would fight. Not that they're married, but they have very different styles when it comes to cooking, I guess. And it just seems like one of those quirky aspects of their relationship where they're just two very different people in a lot of aspects of their lives. And so it's just fun to see them interact that way. We find out that Lorelai is there at Suki's house to ask her for her car keys. And of course, because Rory ended up taking Lorelai's car to go to the party, so Lorelai doesn't have any car right now. And she borrows Suki's car, and she actually ends up driving to she drives to Max's house. And oh my god, I kind of guessed that this was going to happen. Like, as soon as I saw her ask for Suki's car, I kind of knew that she was going to be going to see Max because, of course, she was just reminiscing over the book that she found in the closet. But anyway, she knocks on his door and he opens the door. And she gives him this whole speech about how Rory and Dean broke up. And Rory had been asking her earlier how long it took for her to get over Max, because Rory wanted some kind of gauge, I guess, as to how long it's going to take her to get over Dean. And so she'd asked Lorelai, how long did it take you to get over Max? But Lorelai had never really answered. And it turns out that Lorelai was never really over him. She never really did get over him. And which I think we all kind of had figured that that was the case, because she was trying to call him last episode. But yeah, she's saying, I never really got over you, and I miss you a lot, and I'm still thinking about you. And I fully expected there to be someone like coming in, and you know how I feel like this is such a classic romantic comedy or romantic movie thing where someone professes their love in the doorway and then like they realize that their ex or the other person has moved on, and then I don't know, I was fully expecting another woman to just come out from behind and be like, oh, who are you? or something, you know? But no, thankfully that didn't happen, and Max was really, really happy that she was still thinking about him and still cared about him. And so they start kissing, and I thought it was really funny that so they're kissing a lot, and at one point he stops kissing her and he says, this is crazy. I don't hear from you from months. Oh my God, what am I saying? I don't hear from you for months. And then you come over here all of a sudden. And in my head, I was just thinking, I mean, it's not that crazy, right? Because they did leave each other on good terms, and they really left the door open for each other, where they were saying, let's maybe revisit this in a few months. I still care about you, and I'm not ready to let this relationship go, but it seems like this is what we have to do right now. And I really did feel like they were going to leave things on on good terms and maybe potentially get back together. I wasn't entirely sure that we would ever see Max again, but I'm really glad that we did. I'm glad that he's more of a recurring character on this show now. But yeah, I thought that was funny that he thought it was really crazy and outrageous that she showed up at his door, because I thought that was kind of expected. But anyway, she says, so she explains to him more about where she's been since their breakup. And she says, in all honesty, she had been trying to distract herself after they broke up, which, and she even says, oh, like mother, like daughter. I mean, this is exactly what Rory is doing right now. So it's no surprise that Rory would try to distract herself as well, because that's all she's ever seen her mom try to do after her heartbreak. So it makes sense. And then they do end up sleeping together. And I mean, look, I have been talking about Lorelai and Luke having a lot of chemistry, and I think it's, and I know last episode I was talking about how Lorelai had just said goodbye to Christopher. She was maybe just starting to realize her feelings for Luke, but then Luke got back together with his ex. And then, meanwhile, Max wasn't returning her calls, or she just was having trouble getting in touch with him. So it was just a whole bunch of just maybe bad timing and heartbreak that was all just compounding in this one instance. And so, yeah, I just felt really torn, because I feel like she has such good chemistry with all of these people, and it's just really, I don't know who she's better off with, I guess, is where I'm at right now. I don't know what's the best guy for her. I don't know. So anyway, I think I'm really glad that she did end up deciding to get back together with Max. I think if she's happy, I'm happy, honestly, and I think they have really good chemistry. And I was saying this back when she and Max were together for the first time. I really like Max. I think his personality and her personality are really complementary to each other, so I'm excited to see them be back together. And they do basically decide to get back together, and I like to see them reconnecting. Also, oh my gosh, I didn't mention this, but the scene where he flips the table, I think it was a little over the top for me, but when they are, you know, they're kissing a lot, but then they say, oh no, let's try to restrain ourselves, let's just have a normal conversation, let's at least talk through where we've been since the breakup. And so they're sitting on opposite sides of this coffee table and trying to have a normal conversation. And at one point in the conversation, he says something like, oh, screw this. And then he just flips the table. It's just, yeah, it's really, really funny. And I think it's funny because a lot of people on Reddit also talked about that, like, table flip being really, really over the top. yes, but let's move on to Rory's storyline right now. So a lot is going on here as well. I think we all love a party scene in an episode. I love seeing everyone hanging out together and just seeing everyone dancing to the music, and just it looked like a really fun and exhilarating scene for me to watch. And so basically, as I said, it's Madeline's party. So Madeline, Louise, and Paris are there. And pretty much as soon as Rory and Lane arrive at the party, the three girls go up to them and they ask Rory things like, oh, where's your guy? Because, yeah, I totally forgot about this, but Madeline and Louise were definitely flirting with Dean the last time we saw them. But, yeah, they're asking, oh, where's that guy that you're with? Are you, like, you're still together, right? And Rory basically has to lie and say, oh, yeah, everything is totally fine between us. But I did appreciate how once Madeline and Louise just left and went on to talk to other people and Paris was there on her own, Rory actually feels comfortable enough to tell the truth to Paris. And I thought that was sweet. And I just love the interactions between Rory and Paris, honestly, because Paris, some of the things she says are just so, so funny. I love when Paris says something like, oh, what time is it? And Rory says, it's 9:45. And Paris says, oh, well, shoot, my mom says I have to stay here until 10:30. And when it's actually, when it's finally 10:30, she actually bolts out of there. So to see a little bit of what's going on with Lane, which I'm really happy to see Lane and just a little bit more about her. And I think whenever Lane gets a bit more, whenever Lane comes more to the forefront of the storyline, or at least she's given a little bit more to work with, it is related to a guy that she's interested in, which, I mean, I'm sure eventually she'll get more varied storylines, but I have to say, this guy seemed really sweet. So this guy's name is Henry, and he finds Lane in the crowd, and he comes up to her and asks her to dance. And he is Korean, by the way, just like Lane. So, and I mention that because Lane's parents are, I think we've seen this throughout the series so far, but her parents like to set her up with guys, especially guys who are from Korean families, because that's who they see her living her life with, I guess. And on top of that, their ideal guy for her has to be really kind and smart and have really good prospects, which is a big thing. So he has to have good prospects for making a lot of money, being able to provide for her and all of that. And this guy, Henry, really seems to fit the bill. And on top of that, Lane actually really likes him. So she's kind of thrown for a loop because she tells Rory, I mean, this feels too good to be true because I really like him. He's really charming and really respectful. And on top of that, he's exactly the kind of guy that my parents would approve of. So it feels like this can't possibly be true. But yeah, I wonder if they're going to have something more long-standing that goes beyond just this episode, but I thought that was really cool. So, okay, Tristan. Oh my gosh. This is, I think, maybe the first time we really get a lot of Tristan in a single episode. But, so if you guys remember, last episode, Tristan was kissing a girl by the lockers at school. And turns out that that is his girlfriend named Summer. And at this party, they're fighting in front of everyone because he alleges that she was in the bathroom with another guy. And they're really just fighting in front of everyone and shouting at each other. And Sometimes I really feel like Tristan is actually guiding her around the party, and because it's pretty rare. I mean, I don't really know, but I find it weird that when they're fighting, they are walking as they're fighting. They're like shouting at each other, but then Tristan is kind of guiding her to walk around the room, almost like he wants everyone to see them fighting. I don't know. I mean, it's not exactly addressed in this episode whether or not he's doing that on purpose, but I mean, I could see that as a possibility where he wants everyone to know that they're breaking up. And yeah, and so for the rest of the party, Tristan is just sulking around. And on top of that, just to go back to what I was saying about how they're walking and fighting and shouting at each other all at the same time, I feel like they're intentionally fighting in front of Rory, or at least he's guiding her to walk in front of Rory so that Rory can see everything. And it's really hard to ignore them. But yeah, they do end up breaking up. And later, Rory goes into an empty room, or so she thinks it's empty, and she finds Tristan being all sulky and really melancholy. He's playing on the piano, this beautiful piano, and they're both alone in the room together. And Rory goes up to him at the piano and they start talking. And I want to know how you all felt about this conversation. Did you feel like we're starting to see his walls break down a little bit, and he apologizes for giving her a hard time and calling her names and just bothering her a lot? And I do feel like we can see the real Tristan right now, unless of course he's faking it and he's pretending to be kind to her, or pretending to let his guard down so that she can be vulnerable in front of him, and then he could maybe exploit her vulnerability later. But at the same time, to give him some credit, I think from what I remember, I think he opens up to her first. So, in a way, I feel like he had no way of knowing that she was also going through a hard time, and maybe he sees her as an opportunity to just be someone who would listen to him and be there for him in that moment. And so he opens up to her about this breakup that he literally just went through a few minutes earlier. And she opens up to him and she says that she also just went through a breakup and it's hard. And he actually kisses her. I think she kisses him back for a little bit, but anyway, it's not very passionate or anything. It is a little bit weird just because I feel like he was really desperate for some kind of way to make him feel better or make him feel more connected with someone. And then at the same time, I think she also wanted to maybe see where this moment would take her. And now that she's not together with Dean anymore, she maybe thinks that she's ready to try to be with someone else, or try to kiss someone else, or just have any kind of interest in someone other than Dean, I guess. And so she does kiss him back a little bit, but then once they stop kissing, she actually starts crying and leaves. And yeah, so later that home, later, later that home, later that night at home, Lorelai does find Rory on the couch. I think that this kiss with Tristan was just the catalyst for making her realize, oh my God, I am not ready to move on in any way. And she says she's ready to wallow now, because I don't know that I talked about this too much earlier, but Lorelai's advice to Rory was to not distract herself, but to actually wallow. So, to just kind of sit in her feelings and just let her feelings overtake her, and to cry it out and sit in bed watching TV and eating ice cream in her pajamas and just feel all the feelings. And whenever I think of that, I always think about, do you know the movie Legally Blonde? So, you know when Elle gets dumped by her boyfriend? I for some reason, this image is so ingrained in my head of when she's back in her room after the breakup and she's just watching TV and eating like a box of chocolates, and she throws the chocolates and everything at the TV and she's just sobbing. And that really is just how it feels sometimes. And I think that's exactly what I picture when I think of wallowing in sadness and anger and frustration and whatever she's feeling. So I think that's what Rory needed to feel. Anyway, so Rory is exactly that. She's in her pajamas. She's eating the biggest tub of ice cream I've ever seen. But honestly, again, that's what she just needs to do because that will make her feel better in the moment. And it seems really counterproductive or really strange how crying could actually make you feel better, but these are emotions that you just have to work through. It really echoed the ending of last episode because Lorelai had to go and just forget about her own situation and completely be there for her daughter. She goes and hugs her, and I think Lorelai knew that this would happen and that Rory would eventually break down and she couldn't ignore her feelings any longer. So yeah, and my final thought about just plot wise is, I guess, a little bit of a prediction just about how Lorelai, she has to drop everything to be there for her daughter, and I'm just wondering whether she's going to keep her relationship with Max secret for a little while. I could totally see that happening because Rory is going through a tough time. And on top of that, it's probably kind of awkward for her to bring up the fact that she got back together with Rory's teacher, which, by the way, I assume Max is still teaching at Chilton because he didn't get fired, right? He was just kind of given a warning, which, okay, so really none of her problems are solved. Like, she's back together with Max, but I assume he's still Rory's teacher, and if she does end up keeping this relationship with Max secret for a little bit, I feel like that could cause a lot of problems again as well, because, I mean, the last time she was with Max, she tried to keep their relationship secret, and that really didn't go well for them. So, yeah, I'm just really wondering how this relationship, or how them getting back together, is going to be different this time around. And I really hope that they don't make the same mistakes. I don't have any definitive thoughts of what's going to happen exactly, but I think prediction wise I could totally see Lorelai trying to keep this a secret for a bit and then having it not go well for her, unfortunately. So, all right, let's take a little break and then we'll get into memorable moments, and I have one tiny little fun fact. Yeah, I'm excited. Okay, welcome back. So, funniest moment for me was definitely Paris wanting to leave the party early. I thought that was just a really fun contrast to the other people who were there. I also, just as a runner-up, I think seeing Luke and Dean fighting outside and just the juxtaposition of that with Lorelai and Rory feeling all sad, I thought that was a really funny visual. Okay, so most nostalgic moment, I'm gonna go with the slow dance at the party, because for me personally, I can only think back to like middle school dances when we had slow dances. I mean, I went to prom in high school, and I went to, like, we had a semi-formal in high school, but for some reason I don't remember there being any slow dances. But Yeah, I remember one slow dance in middle school and just how awkward it is. I don't know. It's just, okay, maybe in middle school it's a little more awkward just because you're so young. I mean, do people even really have real relationships in middle school? I don't know. It just made me feel like I was back in those days. Yeah. Anyway, so favorite musical moment? Oh, well, yeah, so I was kind of saving this as a surprise, but I have to go with the scene where Lorelai shows up at Max's house. I mean, that is one of the best musical moments that we've seen so far in the series. I think, I know last episode I was talking about the John Lennon song that was being played during Rory and Dean when Dean said, "I love you," and how I really felt like that was the shining moment, like the best musical scene we've ever seen. And I really, really mean that. But I feel like this scene here was a very close second, where Lorelai shows up at Max's house, professes how much she still cares for him. And the song playing in the background is What Do I Do by Sam Phillips, who I did a little bit of research on her. She is an American singer-songwriter who actually scored a bunch of other scenes in Gilmore Girls, which actually listening back to the scene, to the song, I can totally, I mean, it is really cool because the fact that her other songs appear throughout the series just makes the music in this scene feel so much more organic because it sounds like a Gilmore Girls song, you know? As opposed to them just playing a song that came from elsewhere and that maybe felt a little bit out of place in the moment. So it feels very, very organic, and I love that. Most relatable moment, I think just the idea that if you distract yourself from feeling bad, then you will feel better. And I think that that's pretty much everyone's first reaction to when something bad happens to them. I mean, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I will say that the first stage of grief is denial. So it only makes sense that Rory would pretend that she's totally okay, pretend that nothing bad really happened. It's understandable, it's relatable, I think, not just for me, but for a lot of people out there, I think. Favorite quote? I loved everything Lorelai said when she went to Max, but it's way too long to put here. So my second choice is Rory saying, "I'm ready to wallow now," which was really memorable. And I know I didn't mention it enough, but they use the word wallow multiple times this episode, so it's kind of like a key word for this episode. But I love how everything came back around and how she said, "I'm ready to wallow now" at the end. Yeah. Best advice, definitely when Lorelai tells Rory to just wallow in her room, eating pizza and ice cream, watching sad movies. But interestingly, I really like how she says the only thing to get over someone is time. So wallowing is not going to help you get over someone, but just time is the only thing. And I'm wondering if you all agree with that. I'm still not entirely sure because I feel like it's hard to isolate all those things, like, oh, the only thing that will get you over someone is time and not everything else, like not working through your emotions or not moving on with someone else or something. There's just so many different ways that people try to get over a heartbreak, and so I don't know whether it's a combination of all those things that will help you get over someone or if it really is just time. So I'm not sure, but I did think that that advice was really interesting. Most comforting scene. Definitely the scene at the end where Rory and Lorelai are on the couch together. So, yeah, those were my memorable moments. And then my one fun fact is about the Chilton dance party. It is apparently set in the same, or not set, but the set that they used for this party is apparently the same set as the ball in The Princess Diaries, which I have not watched The Princess Diaries in forever. Oh my gosh. But I remember really feeling drawn to it as a kid because the main character is named Mia and she's a princess. And I love Julie Andrews, so I just was really drawn to that. As always, I'll give you the title for next episode, which we'll be talking about in the new year. And again, as I said this already, but we're pretty much almost done with season one. I think in terms of the timeline, we will finish up in February of 2023. I think I'll have to check again, but sometime around there. We just have a few months left. And the title of the episode is The Third Lorelai. And I'm super excited to talk about it with you all. I haven't watched it yet, so it's going to be totally new. You're going to hear my first reactions, first thoughts, and everything. And as always, I hope you all have an amazing New Year's Eve. I hope that you're surrounded by people you love, and if the people that you love can't be there, because I know everyone's like spread all around the globe these days, but hopefully you find some time to just read a really good book, listen to music, watch TV, watch movies, whatever it is to make you feel happy and just enjoy yourself and be all refreshed for January 1st. So I'm wishing you all the best and talk soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of My Comfort Show. If you're enjoying it so far, I would love it if you gave me a rating on Apple Podcasts because it helps other people find my podcast as well. If you want to see pictures of what I'm up to and what recipes I've been making and just lots of food pictures, you can find me on Instagram at My Comfort Show. I look forward to talking again in 2 weeks. Until then, bye!